Track 6, Anxiety. On the last track, we discussed three concepts of interpersonal relationships. These three concepts of interpersonal relationships included early childhood development, as a means to please, and secrecy. On this track, we will examine three aspects of binging as a result of anxiety. These three aspects of binging as a result of anxiety include generalized anxiety, fortune-telling, and source identification. In my experience, many bulimic clients have reported feelings of anxiety as one of the main causes of their binging and purging. To relieve their stress and their anxious feelings, many clients will indulge in their favorite forbidden foods, which inevitably leads to a binge. Also, the feelings of anxiety can weaken a client's willpower and their sense of discipline, making the onset of a binge even more unavoidable. The first aspect of binging as a result of anxiety is generalized anxiety. Several research studies have indicated that clients who experience anxiety but are unable to identify the source of the anxiety are at a much higher risk for overeating. The inability to control one's anxious feelings increases the severity of the anxiety, and in order to assert control over the unease, clients will resort to food, which has a mild stabilizing effect. Feeling full can have a calming effect on clients' nerves, but if the client had been diagnosed with bulimia, he or she could become very susceptible to a binging episode, resulting in even more anxiety about weight gain. Lisa, age 25, had already become a successful and high-paid business associate with a multi-million-dollar corporation. She had become accustomed to a high-class lifestyle and prided herself on being able to dissociate herself from the blue-collar background she had originated from. Lisa stated, "I know anxiety is my trigger for my binging, so I try to avoid it at all costs. But last weekend, I went to my sister's wedding, and as soon as I got home, I began to eat all the cookies in the cupboard. Then the bread went, and I made some pasta for myself and ate all of that." I stated to Lisa, "The encounter with your sister and the rest of your family may have recalled some slightly painful memories from your childhood. However, at the time, you didn't know that. Because you couldn't pinpoint the direct cause of your anxiety, you needed to eat." Think of your Lisa. Does he or she binge after an onset of generalized anxiety? The second aspect of binging as a result of anxiety is fortune-telling. Fortune-telling, as you know, is the type of distorted thinking that takes the form of predicting that some type of disaster is imminent. Because the client cannot readily control what has not yet happened, he or she will begin to feel acute anxiety. Also, when a client begins to catastrophize the future, he or she will undoubtedly focus on the worst-case scenario. Obviously, this only exacerbates the situation. Valerie, age 17, was a chronic catastrophizer. Ironically, most of her anxiety resulted from a fear of binging, and thus this fear resulted in comfort binging. She stated, "I had an interview for a big college scholarship, and so I was really nervous already, but it wasn't the possibility that I may fail horribly at the interview. It was the idea that I might come home and eat my weight in snacks that got me worried. I didn't want to gain weight before I went to college because this might ruin my chances of making friends. So what do? I eat 100 pounds of ding-dongs. Not even kidding. So then I had to be interviewed bloated and in pain. I didn't even have time to purge." To help clients like Valerie cope with their fears and anxieties, I ask that they try the distractions exercise. Because Valerie's binge eating resulted from her catastrophizing, I suggested that she come up with activities that would distract her from her anxiety. Instead of trying to avoid the urge to binge itself, Valerie was anticipating the urge and removing its root cause. Her list of distractions included reading my favorite book, knitting my sweater, finishing up my photo album. Think of your Valerie. What activities could he or she do to distract him or her from anxiety and binge eating? In addition to generalized anxiety and fortune-telling, the third aspect of binging as a result of anxiety is source identification. Because clients like Lisa experience even more acute anxiety when they cannot directly identify the source of their worries, I find it helpful to give them the tools they need to accurately analyze their feelings. I asked Lisa to think about the last time she was anxious and binged. I asked her to identify the antecedent, that is, the event that triggered the anxiety, the thoughts that resulted from the event, and the emotion resulting from those thoughts. For Lisa, the antecedent was her sister's wedding. The thoughts that accompanied the antecedent included the following. 1. If I'm not careful, I'll gain weight or screw up at work. I could lose everything and end up like my sister and her friends. 2. I'm really a fat, poor kid, not a slender, successful businesswoman. 3. I shouldn't be so uncomfortable around my sister's friends. And the emotion that accompanied these thoughts was, of course, anxiety. I have found that this also works for other emotions in addition to anxiety, such as depression and loneliness. Think of your bulimic client. Could he or she benefit from the source identification exercise? On this track, we discussed 3 aspects of binging as a result of anxiety. These 3 aspects of binging as a result of anxiety included generalized anxiety, fortune-telling, and source identification. On the next track, we will examine 3 connections of anger to eating in binging and purging clients. These 3 connections of anger to eating in binging and purging clients include overt anger, suppressed anger, and illogical thinking. Question 6. What are 3 aspects of binging as a result of anxiety?